Sorry, now I'm recording. Sorry, can you do that again? I wasn't recording yet.
Okay. Douglas M. Crabtree from Russell County, Virginia.
Okay, so do you remember anything about the chestnut trees that grew here?
Not in Washington County, but over in Russell County, I gathered chestnuts off from the ground. I've roasted them. I've eaten them raw.
Will you tell me that story that you just were telling me about your grandmother?
And my grandmother was up in the mountain gathering chestnuts. She was picking up chestnuts on one side of the tree, and there's a big bear on the other one. He was picking them up, too.
What did she do when she saw it?
She left her chestnuts and went to the house.
That's so cool. Do you remember... So, would you gather up the chestnuts and sell them anywhere, or you just gather them up for yourself?
Just get them up to eat.
So, how would you gather them up, or where were the trees?
Take the gloves, because the burrs are real sticky. You get real heavy gloves. When they get ripe, they bust up. Most of the time when they fall out of the tree, they're busted.
So how would you gather them up? You just pick them out of the holes right there, or would
just
you?
Just pick them out of the holes.
Do you remember anybody, or how, do you usually eat them raw, you said?
You can eat them raw, or you can roast them. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. How do you like them best?
I like them either way. A chestnut is a chestnut.
Was it mostly boys who'd go out and gather the nuts, or did...
Boys, girls, kids of all ages, barefooted.
I've heard some people talk about how they would smash open the birds with their feet. Boys would.
Yeah, with the bare heels. It's tough.
That's unbelievable. I can't imagine doing that. So did a lot of trees grow around your house in Russell County, or?
Yeah. All kinds of. And then when the blight hit them and they died out, we used them for firewood, cook wood.
How old were you when the blight went through?
I must have been about 11 or 12. Mm. I was young. I was just a kid. Mm. Danny grew up right over from where I was raised at. Right over the neck, just over the next home.
My dad.
Yeah, your dad, wasn't it? Yeah.
How did people feel when the blight hit? Do you remember what anybody said about it or what they did?
Mm-mm.
There just wasn't anything. Were people sad about it, or?
Yeah, they were sad when they lost all the chestnuts. It's just like losing a fruit tree.
Do you think they would eat chestnuts like every day, or just once in a while as like a special treat, or what? What about that?
Just as a special treat.
Well, people. Like
when they're hungry, they eat them. Back when I was growing up, man, you eat anything you could find, catch, dig out of the ground, you're all.
That's great. Well, do you ever so?
That was right in the middle of the Depression, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, my granddaddy and grandmother raised me.
Did they ever tell you any stories about chestnuts or how they would?
No, they was there then, but they just died out. I think the last chestnut tree over a wild one in the woods when I moved over here in 1974, when I moved out of Russell County. There was one sitting in the fence corner, a lime tree, and it still had green sprouts on it. I guess it's still there, playing strict.
Was your house built out of chestnut or anything like that? Did people build with it?
It's a low log house built out of chestnut.
Did you grow up in a log house? Or?
I grew up in a log house.
Was it chestnut, I wonder?
Chestnuts had a rock fireplace, old-timey rock fireplace. They wasn't these huge rocks or these fancy rocks. It was old rocks. You can look out through the cracks in the log.
That's great. Do you think if the chestnut was growing up around here today, people would gather them like they used to, or?
I don't know. I got two planted up there. I don't know what. I get them. My neighborhood down here, he's got two. Or three, he got big ones.
Are they Chinese, I guess?
They're Chinese. They ain't the old-timey ones.
Do the Chinese taste the same as the Americans, or? Are they different?
I don't know. Danny, you're all crossing them up, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Chinese and the old one?
Yeah.
An American chestnut?
The Chinese is bigger. Don't have the better taste, though. Americans got a better taste.
Yeah.
This little puppy is so funny.
That dog, he's deaf like me. I can't hardly hear, and he can't either. He's 5 years old.
No, he's so little. Looks like a puppy.
He's a chihuahua.
Did y'all feed your livestock on?
Well, the hogs that run out in the mountain eat them.
How would you gather them back? How would you gather the hogs back up, or how did that work?
We just left them in the woods. They go wild in the woods, just like hitting in the mountain over and go to a tree, like a hickory nut tree or a pinion nut. There's what people called them.
A lot of the families that was have several hogs together. They would brand them.
They brand them.
Mm. That way, there'd be the identifying mark on the hog. Mm.
They go bring my granddaddy. I remember he'd go bring the hogs in about 1st of October. Pick out one he wanted to kill, about 200 pounds. He'd butcher it, and we'd eat it. And then he'd go get another. I just let them. They fatten them in the mountain. They didn't buy no feed or nothing. They just fatten them on beech nuts, acorns, chestnuts.
Was there any other livestock that got fed on chestnuts, or was it mostly just hogs?
Just hogs.
Would y'all gather enough in the fall that you could store them up somewhere, or?
Gather enough in the fall to do all winter.
How would you store them, or where would you put them?
Stick them up in the loft. In a sack. Put them in a sack, stick them up in the loft. Mm. On your chestnuts, just go and get your handful. Like a squirrel storing hickory nuts, ain't it?
Yeah.
All those little kittens. Did you ever put them in, cook them up with vegetables, or cook them anyway?
Oh, my grandmother never did, I can remember. Just
eating them
Just
by
eat
themselves?
Them raw, or roast them in the fireplace. Put them in a big old Dutch oven and roll them around every now and then. First thing you know, they're done.
How could you tell when they're done?
The hull's cracked open. Like the burr, when they get ripe, the burr will crack open.
That sounds good. Did you ever log any of them? You said you cut down some once they were dead?
Oh, yeah, once they were dead, we cut them down and hauled them out for firewood. With horses, oxen, whatever what we had.
Were they bigger than other trees or smaller?
Yeah, some of them big.
I know
one is about 4 foot through, still standing. Just the hull of it, you know, the rest of it's all gone.
That would be one we need to go take some pictures of.
Yeah, where is that?
Russell County.
It's Russell County. It's
Chaney Ridge.
Yeah, on Chaney Ridge. Okay. At the end of it.
Did people ever gather them up and trade them at the store or anything like that?
I never did trade them. I never did trade them for chickens at the store. I steal my granny's chicken to go trade it for candy, and then be back that night and steal it back. Bring it back home.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And the old storekeeper, he got wise to it. He clipped 3 wing feathers out, and he said, "I've traded for that chicken for the last week." You probably know him, when Frank Taylor, or you had a little old store up on the ridge.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I mean, I didn't know. I know where the old store building was at.
Yeah. Yeah, he got wise. He clipped 3 wing feathers out under the bottom. He raised that wing. I bought this chicken for a week.
That's great. So you moved here in this 1976, you said?
Huh?
You moved here in the 70s?
74.
74. And you grew up in Russell County. So you said there weren't many chestnuts here by the time you moved here.
No, I ain't seen no chestnuts over here. Have you, Danny?
Very few Americans. I've seen a bunch of Chinese.
Yeah.
Or Japanese and Chinese.
What did a Chinese chestnut taste like?
Hmm?
What did a Chinese, or I'm sorry, American chestnut taste like? It tastes like anything else you can, you know of?
I don't know. I just know this chestnut tree, I don't know where it come from. I was a little shaved, but 10 to 12 years old.
Was it one of your favorite things to eat?
No, but hickory nuts, them soft shell hickory nuts. The chestnut, I've ate a lot of chestnut.
Soft shell hickory nut. I ain't seen that in a long time.
But we had a big tree in our backyard. My sister was up in it one day picking. It was just a bust of nuts, you know, it was falling. Yeah. And she stepped out on a limb, it broke with her, and she fell about 30 foot, lodged in the fork of the tree. Just she just lodged down there.
That would hurt.
That was a chestnut or a hickory nut?
Hickory nut.
Yeah, that's funny. So you remember the blight yourself or not? You don't.
The blight?
Yeah.
That hit him? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember seeing the dead trees standing?
Or? Yeah. That's when we started cutting. The old house I grew up in was made out of green chestnut logs. Cut, round logs, cut, knots, laid up. First year that my granddaddy built it, I might have been 2 years old. He built it up just about loft level, for just like one story, and roofed it. And like a year or two later, he built it on up another story.
Do you remember at all how your grandparents felt or what they said about the blight coming? Do you remember anybody talking about it? Or?
Yeah, they said that it just weren't there. All the chestnuts was dead, like the locusts. It's dying now. See, all the locust timbers are dying now. Blight hit them. They just dry up and the bark just falls off.
Did anybody ever use chestnut for any medicine kind of stuff or as a?
I can't remember that.
Yeah. Or do people prefer chestnut timber over other kinds of timber?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I do.
I'm not trying to make you feel funny. That bear story is really funny.
Yeah.
So I guess bears ate chestnut too, huh?
Huh?
The bears ate chestnut too?
Bears ate chestnuts, acorns, beech nuts, hickory nuts, corn. Anything, a bear eat anything he get his mouth on. Dogs.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was a black bear?
Yeah, it was a black bear. Yeah, we ain't got no grizzlies around here. Danny, he's a grizzly.
Well, is there anything else you can remember about chestnut trees or
that's
stories?
That's about all I can remember. When the blight hit me, they all died out, I went to other things.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was great.